Hey folks, welcome to Rally TV. I'm Rick Reyna. I'm with my best friend, Nettie Reyna.
Welcome. It's an honor to have you with us. We are actually on part three of Let's Go. For those of you who have been following part one and part two, we've been on for, it's been a ride, but it's been good. God has been telling us some things.
We've been on a ride. I like that. Jesus said, let's go. He's been to us about this. I mean, this is a very, very easy message. Let's go. Jesus said, go. But you want to be very watchful that you're going in the right direction.
Amen.
Because there's consequences when you go and he didn't tell you to go.
That's right.
And the blessing will take over you when you go and obey and do what he's called you to do.
Amen.
So we talked about that on episode one and two. I really do pray that you go back on demand or just even our YouTube channel, Rally Ministry, and watch it. It's been amazing. I've been helped. I've been helped. So I want to read a couple of thoughts. I'm going to get into some scriptures that I've been wanting to get to, but I'd rather go and obey the Lord.
Amen.
All right. You ever heard that thought, man, I'm so glad that I went, or I'm so glad that, I'm so glad that we went.
We went.
Or, you know, I want to kind of want to say, I'm so glad that I go.
Yeah, but exactly.
That's what, that will happen when you obey the Lord when he says go.
Amen.
When it's all said and done, you're like, oh, I'm so glad that we obey, that we went, that we obeyed the go.
Amen.
You ever heard this before? Man, I wish we didn't go.
Yes.
So we want, we've been looking at two sides of this. You know.
Yes, we have.
Just listening. I have a friend of mine that I know who went through a divorce because he was on the go too much. He was thinking that I got to go, 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 go. And he lost his marriage, his wife. Because again, you have to obey. When you obey, when Jesus says go, you'll be blessed. I want to drive that.
I've seen that a lot. We've seen that a lot. A lot. Not just in the world, but Christian families divorce. We've seen that a lot. And you have to really know when you get the green light to go to do something. Even marriage and ministry, whatever it is, you gotta, it has to be the green light. It has to be God saying go. You don't, I get upset when I hear about somebody getting a divorce. A divorce just did not happen. First of all, you got married because you fell in love with each other. Somewhere along the line, you fell out of love. But because there was, it wasn't balanced, like I talked about in episode one, you have to have a balanced home. And you, it's the enemy's trick to get you off balance, to destroy a family so you won't be able to go. That's the trick, a trick of the enemy. So we need to guard our family, guard our life, guard our marriage, guard our children. And so we can be blessed when the Lord says, go. It's so important for that.
You know, I was reading Matthew chapter 4. You know, the devil came to Jesus and offered him a lot of go. A lot of goes, you know. I'll give you the kingdom of the world, and I'll give you the glory. Do this and do that. Jesus had a lot of options, but Jesus stuck with what the Father told him to do.
Amen.
And that's why he still reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He stayed with his goals. You know, I've heard this in the past, that a lot of celebrities, or maybe even just rock stars, have sold their souls to the devil because the devil painted them a picture and said, come on, let's just go. Just do it my way. I'll give you the world. I'll give you the glory. There's even songs that have been sung that they have sold their souls to the devil because they wanted the glory of man Our foundation scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Seek God's goals. G-O.
Yeah.
Go.
His goal.
His goal. Seek God's goal first.
Yeah.
And then everything in life will be added to you. Mm-hmm. I'll say this again. Rick Reina's greatest secret success thing that I can implement in my life is to listen. Do I go or not go?
Amen.
Is it going to be a blessing to my marriage and my children? Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a lot of children that, what's that word? Resent their pastor parents, Christian parents, because the parents and the pastors were so busy going that they left their children behind. And there's consequences in that. You know, my son, Ricky, my oldest son's a pastor, and I always tell him, I'm his pastor, come on now. And I tell him, son, the first congregation that you need to convince is your children. And then the people at your church. Because if your children don't believe in you.
Yes.
What good is if the congregation believes in you? I remember my daughter Destiny one time. We went to go preach at a church and she was young, maybe 12, 13. And she said this in the car. I don't know why she said this. It must have been the Holy Ghost. She said, Dad, when you're preaching today and you're talking and we're sitting on the front row, and if I hear you lying, I'm going to stand up and tell everybody that you're lying. Whoa, I said. And I always remember that. Your children need to believe you first.
Amen. That's right. You know, people in the church, they come and they go. But your children will always be there with you. Or they won't be with you because of how you brought them up.
I'll say this again. Your go should bless your marriage and your children. Okay, Nettie. Jesus said, let's go. Our response should be, no, Jesus said, go. And our response should be, let's go. Some people have said this. someone might say, do you think we should go? It's not a suggestion. Jesus said, go.
That's right.
Is it safe to go? Someone else might say. And someone else might say, I'll go only if you go. All right. I want to get into some scriptures here. And then there's so much we want to talk about, but we're just obeying the Holy Ghost. Nettie, let's go to, let's see here. Matthew chapter 28, all right, verse 16. You have it right there, right?
Yes.
We're going to start right there, and then we're just going to go from there.
Okay, right, Matthew 28, starting at verse 16.
Now, this is Jesus talking to his disciple right before he was caught away. All right, here we go.
Okay, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
All right, so important, only go where Jesus appoints you to go. Imagine if they would have gone to another mountain, Jesus would not have been there.
That's right, he gave them instructions.
He gave them instruction, man.
If you read above, above verse 16, it tells you, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary told, they had instructions, tell the disciples to go.
Yeah.
Jesus told them.
So let's read that scripture again, Eddie, please. Verse 16.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
See, Jesus has a place that he has appointed you and I to go to. We're all not called to the same thing. Listen. I'm going to get into a list of stuff that God is asking us to do. Our goals, G-O.
Yeah.
You have your own. You have grace for your goals, and we have grace for our goals.
Yes.
Now, I'll sow into you, I'll bless you, I'll support you, but I might not be able to go because it's not my goal.
Yes.
G-O. Same thing, vice versa.
Yes.
We have grace, Nettie and I. Our ministry, we have grace for our goals, G-O.
Yep.
All right? So here's a perfect example of a scripture. One more time, please read it, Nettie.
Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
He appointed them to go to a mountain. That's where he was going to be. What if they would have went to the lake or the desert?
Nah, he wouldn't be there.
He wouldn't have been there. Mm-mm. You only see Jesus in the place. You only have manifestation of Jesus, the Son of God, and everything who he is.
Amen.
When you go to the place he has appointed you to go. Isn't that a strong scripture?
Yes, yes.
They would have missed it. So many people are missing. And I'm telling you right now, I have missed it. And I don't want to miss it no more. I don't want to go to places that Jesus has not appointed me to go, Nettie. And I'm going to finish that by saying this thought, then we're going to go to break. You ready? Because then I'll have to pay for it.
Yes.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Rally TV.
Thank you for watching Rally TV today. We believe you're enjoying the message. For more information about Rally Ministry, visit rallymin.org. Stay connected with us through our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and X. There you'll be informed on what's happening, from events to encouraging messages and new episodes of Rally TV. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Just search Rally Ministry. There you will find past and current episodes of Rally TV plus live stream events. We have a podcast available on all podcast platforms. Just search for Rally Ministry. There you will have a weekly teaching just for you. Are you in the Los Angeles area? Join us for our once a month meeting called Rally LA. There we gather once a month to encourage you in faith. For more information, visit rallymin.org. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey folks, welcome back. I want to go back to that thought that we said before we went to break, okay? Jesus will be in the place where he told you to go.
Yes.
Think about that. I only want to do ministry in the place where Jesus is at.
And you only want to do what God has called you to do. Whatever it is that he has assigned you to do.
There it is.
You know, your work, your workplace, if you're in school, whatever it may be, you only want to do and be where God has called you, to be.
I sense the teaching anointing of Pastor Keith Moore right now. Because Pastor Keith teaches like this. He tells you what the scriptures are saying.
He does.
He allows the scriptures itself to speak.
Amen.
Okay, let's read that scripture again, Eddie, and I'm going to say something and go to the next scripture.
Okay. Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
Okay, verse 17.
And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted.
You will see Jesus in the place that he has asked you to go. They saw him there. Isn't that reassuring? If Jesus himself tells you to do something, you'll see him there. You'll see the provider there. You'll see protection there. You'll see provision, favor, breakthrough, miracles, signs, and wonders. You know what? I'm expecting that.
Yes.
I always say this whenever we go on the road to preach or do a crusade, a rally, New York, Canada, Venezuela, Peru, Costa Rica, wherever. I always say this, Jesus, I'll go as long as you go. Because if you show up, if I see you there, we'll see heaven be revealed here on earth. Amazing. You know, I hear that thought, that was a flop. I don't want that. We have no time to do ministry where at the end of it, we're driving home saying that was a flop. That was a waste.
Exactly.
Because Jesus wasn't there. I know I'm talking very layman's term here, but it's very important. If you're going to be successful in your family, in your ministry,
Your business.
Your business. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's the place that Jesus has appointed you, because you'll see him. Okay, amen. This thought came to me. Mm-hmm. Imagine if me and you planned a vacation. Mm-hmm. And we bought new tires for the vehicle, new wardrobe. I mean, we spend thousands of dollars to go to this destination. Because mm-hmm. I wanted to take you and the family on vacation. And we got there and the place was closed. Mm. You would look at me and say, didn't you investigate if it was open?
Didn't you inquire?
No, I just thought, ooh, there it is. You just think. Uh-huh. You should go. Uh-huh. You would not be happy.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. But if I would have inquired in advance, I would have said to you, hey, Nettie, we're not going there. You say, why? Mm-hmm. And my response would be, because the park is closed. The mm-hmm. campground's closed. Yes. It's the same thing with Jesus. He told his disciples where to go, mm-hmm. into a mountain. Mm-hmm. Okay, read verse 17 again. There's something else here really quick.
And when they saw him, they worshiped him. And then, but some doubted.
Now, I was looking at that, like, inquiring, like, mm-hmm. Lord, why mm-hmm. did some worship you and some doubt? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you go to a place where Jesus has asked you to go, you'll see him and you'll worship him, meaning you'll be grateful. Mm-hmm. You'll break out in praise. But still, there's a people that would respond like this. Mm. I don't know why I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really want to come. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really sure if I should be here. Those type of people will not give praise. Mm-mm. You have to do it by faith. Mm-hmm. You have to go by faith. You have to believe that Jesus told you. Mm-hmm. Don't inquire with no one else. If Jesus tells you to go, go, mm-hmm. and you'll see his hand.
Amen.
You'll see him. Mm-hmm. You'll break out in praise. You know, mm-hmm. I'm going to go back really quick to Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were going to Venezuela there for many years. And Eddie, we would land in Maracaibo, mm-hmm. in Venezuela. And literally, there were soldiers with machine guns in the airport. Mm-hmm. And you would exit the airport. We would drive away from the airport with security, because mm-hmm. there was cars on fire, mm-hmm. trash cans on fire, looting and just so much evil was taking place, mm-hmm. where you could see it.
Yes.
But why were me and you so happy? We were enjoying coffee.
Yeah, no fear.
No fear. We were enjoying the meals. We slept good. Uh-huh. And the meetings were powerful.
Yes.
Over 1,200 people were meeting mm-hmm. in these miracles, in these crusades.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because it was the most safest place mm-hmm. that we could be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask my producer to put up a couple pictures here. This is Venezuela. Mm-hmm. Right here. Look at the altar calls. Mm-hmm. Look at the people being helped. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, and this is a communist nation. Mm-hmm. People had to travel on foot for days to get to these meetings. I'll even say that there was no toilet paper. Mm-hmm. There was much goods that were missing.
Yeah.
But Jesus was still there. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Jesus told us to go. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. lives were changed mm-hmm. forever.
Amen.
Because mm-hmm. we went to the mountain.
Uh-huh.
Man. Mm-hmm. And we got to see Jesus, Nettie. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Nettie, share the story really quick. A few months ago, we went to Delano, California with Pastor Kathy Juarez. You remember they had to change locations? Remember she was telling us that she wasn't really sure if people would show. Share that story really quick.
Yes. We were in Delano, California at HD Church with Pastor Kathy Juarez and Eric Juarez. They changed locations in their Christmas fest, and they give out toys. Then Rick comes and ministers a word.
Well, we were going to that same location for over 20 years.
Yes. And there was always a good turnout, mm-hmm. but this one was even greater. Oh. And I think it was the biggest. But you would think it wouldn't be, but mm-hmm. no, the Lord told them to go there. So we went there with them and God had his way. I mean, there was people coming up to the stage after saying, where is this church? We want to go to your church. So they had to get all their workers and start getting information so people can go to their church. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to show you a couple pictures of this outreach that just took place. Why? Mm-hmm. It was a place for us to go.
Yes.
And because we went, lives were changed forever.
People are hungry. People need Jesus. That's why it's important we go.
If you go to the right place, Jesus will show up.
Yes.
Nettie, share the story about that young man and his wife and that child that came to us after, behind the stage.
Yes.
This came, touches me right here.
They came behind a husband and wife and I think like two children. They were asking, where is this church? I need to know. I forgot this part. Rick gave an altar call and he shared altar calls for salvation
and healing.
And healing. Now, this young man, probably in his 30s, he did not raise his hand for salvation or healing, but he wanted to. That's what he said. I wanted to raise my hand twice, but I was too
embarrassed
to raise my hands. But I want to do it now. So I called Rick over to the side.
We were cleaning.
We were striking everything, putting everything away. So again, I called Rick and he got saved, prayed for healing, and hooked them up with the church there and so they can get in church.
He was weeping.
Yes.
He was crying. Mm-hmm. Because we went to the place where Jesus told us to go. Because Pastor Kathy, Pastor Eric obeyed God. Mm-hmm. Lives were changed forever. If you go to the desert and Jesus told you to go to the desert, he'll meet you there. If you go to the wilderness, if you go to the mountain, if you go to the lake, just go.
Yes.
Where Jesus is telling you to go, he will meet you there.
Yes, and don't go nowhere else. Just go where he tells you to go.
You know, Nettie, I have so much more. We have one more show on this. I'm not really sure if we're going to get it all in. Uh-huh. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Father, I pray for all those that are watching. Mm-hmm. That you would reveal to us, Father.
Yes.
Clearly on the place where you're asking us to go. Mm-hmm. That we would go and that we would obey you. Listen, folks, we love you here at Rally TV. Don't go anywhere. We have some more things we want to talk about. Come back on the next episode. You know, that's all I keep hearing, Eddie. Go, go, go. You know, that's what we're talking about. Jesus, the last thing he told his disciples before he went to heaven was go.
Yes.
And you know what? This is what we're doing here on Rally TV or Rally Ministry.
Yes.
You know, we have a list. Uh-huh. We have a list of things that God has called us to do.
Yes.
And I told Nettie, we're just going to stick with our list.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you why. There's grace for our list.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day as well, Nettie. We tithe and sow into a lot of ministries. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you that are watching, we send offerings every month. We tithe into other ministries. Because we can't go where they go. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever they do something, I mean, we physically can't go.
Yes.
But we're with them through our giving.
That's right.
You know, I'm thinking of Kevin Kozak, his ministry, MXers for Jesus. Uh-huh. They travel the whole country with a semi-truck, an RV type semi-truck. And they go to all the motocross races. And what they do, they set up camp and they have church on Sunday morning. I'm going to tell you why. Because these motorcycle racers, motocross, they race on Sunday. So what he does, he brings church to them.
Yes.
Well, I can't go with them, but we support them every month.
Yes.
You know, the Victory Channel, and the list goes on and on.
Yes, amen.
Partnership is so important.
That's right.
What I'm saying, Eddie, is we have a list of things that we do here. For instance, we've been talking about Rally California. Mm-hmm. We're doing six major crusades this year.
Yes,
they're called Rally California. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about them on the TV show. We're excited about it.
Exactly.
Nettie, we're not done with our films. Rally Films.
That's right.
I know the other day I was talking to you about this, and you something came up in your spirit big about Rally Films. Talk about that.
Yes, we have some short films that we have not launched yet, and we have some feature films that we did. So this summer, I was telling Rick we need to do a summer launch. And you know, so what we're doing, Rally Ministry, we have a list, and we've been talking about it on these episodes. It is to go out and to reach people. Rick and I on Rally TV, not only on Rally TV, we're teaching you how to live a victorious life. Then we have Rally LA, a monthly meeting in person where we can help build your faith and help you with your assignment. And then there's the film department. And the reason why the film, because every one of you has a device, you're watching Rally TV on a device right now. So we want to get the word out every way and every form through building your faith or through TVs, through short films. So pay attention, follow Rally Ministry, because you'll be hearing more about launching our short films and our feature films. It is time to get the gospel out, to get the word out in every available voice, in every form, and every platform. So that's what we're going to be doing. And there's many things. Our list is grand, but it's okay. And that's what we are called to do. And you, our partners as well, our viewers, can be a part of this as well by partnering up through finances, through coming and joining and being a part through prayer. It is so important that we are all doing the Great Commission.
You know, you said Rally Films. Mm-hmm. That's where Rally Studios comes in.
Yes.
I'm telling you, you know, we talked about due season.
Uh-huh.
We're very close to possessing Rally Studios.
Yes,
I believe exactly. That with all my heart. Now, Rally Studio is that place in Hollywood where we can film Rally TV, we can film movies, we can film short films, we can hold monthly meetings there, we can do red carpets there, we can film the gospel.
That's right.
There at Rally Studio. So continue praying and partnering with us. And I'll be bold enough to say this. If you have a building in Los Angeles, California,
that's right,
and you want to bless us with it, we'll take it and we'll turn it in to Rally Studios. I said that, Nettie, because the other day you told me that when we were driving.
Yes.
We were talking about Rally Studios. You said someone has a building.
Yes.
So if you have a building and you want us to use it, we'll use it for the kingdom of God.
Amen. There's a lot of buildings, Rick, out there that are just not being used. And why not take it? We got the kingdom of God. We have things to do, so we take our studio.
Another thing is the rally letter. Every month, Nettie, we send a partner letter.
That's right.
We have a word in there. We also show and tell. We show what we're doing and what God has done, and we also talk about it. We tell about
it. Amen. And continue to send your emails to us. We receive them and we pray for you. A lot of you send prayer requests, and we are in agreement with you. Again, stay connected with us through rallymen.org. Through our social sites, you will find out what we're doing, where we're going, and what's happening there.
All right, we call you blessed, and we want to say thank you for praying for us. Thank you for coming to our meetings. Thank you for partnering with
us
in finance. We speak the hundredfold return back to you. God bless you.